Praise the Lord. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. So let me quickly see how far I can go. And the topic we have got on the operation of the gifts. Praise the Lord. And our text, we are continuing part 3 of the operation of the gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. That is where our text is, please. And we have scriptures to read. And it's necessary for us to read because it is a teaching. So that you see it yourself. That's why I'm not rushing it. This is the third part of that message on the operation of the gifts after you have received the Holy Ghost. And it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And last week, we try to look at the different types of gifts. The types of gifts. And we say there are two types of gifts. We saw the ascension gifts, which is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to verse 16. And that is the fivefold ministry of apostle, of prophet, of evangelist, of pastor and teacher. And that belongs to only men because they are the leadership offices in the Church of Jesus Christ. The second one is what we call the body gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And that is what we try to look at. And this is for both men and women. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, up to verse 11. Now there are diversities of gifts by the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration by the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations by the same God which worketh all in all. Now if you note verse 6, it's our emphasis. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. And that's why it is needful for us to look at these operations of the Spirit. Verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, to another faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts. There is S there, plural. There's a reason there I put gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. And he said, but all this worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And I've emphasized that the reason this teaching is important is because once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you must have a gift. Because the gift brings you, baptism of the Holy Ghost brings you into the body of Christ, and you become a functional member playing a part in that body, supplying something for that body. So no member of the body of Christ is redundant. Take note of that. You don't see this type of teaching in the denominations. Because the denominations will not promote the gifts that will get you recognized in any way. So they promote speaking in tongue, and the rest is left to the Jew. But that is wrong. It's a big error in Christianity today. And so many of us do not know the importance and the danger. You have to know the importance of these gifts and the danger of not using your gifts. And it was not so in the beginning. Something happened that people fell away from the faith as prophesied by Apostle Paul. But God brought a restoration ministry. We are part of that restoration ministry. Praise the Lord. You don't know how blessed you are to find yourself in a ministry like this. That's why you didn't clap your hands when I say we're in the restoration. I didn't say you should clap your hand. Shut up. Shut up. You don't do anything. Are you soldier men in a parade ground? Unless they tell you turn before you go turn. Attention, stand at ease. Bend your neck. Shout. There's nothing in you that responds to the sermon. Every time, unless they say clap your hands now, you go to the glorified intermessage churches. Hey. I start preaching like this, they will stand till I finish. I would have begged them to sit down. Say something that strikes their spirit. They jump up and come to the altar. Ride on, pastor. And they go back. Hallelujah. But I know it's not your response that's the problem. I know you appreciate this place. I know you appreciate coming. Look at somebody. Taking a more than six hour flight to just come and correct their water baptism. They are not Nigerians. And they are not the first. Somebody flew all the way, I think from Atlanta also. 12 hours non-stop flight. Arrived in the morning here, came for service here, did their water baptism, went back to the airport and took the next flight. Back again with his family, back to America. You think they came here for Jamboree? Okay. It's because you don't appreciate what is going on here. That's why when we give you something that will build you up, you don't easily catch it. Because there is a hangover from where you are coming from. See, when you come to this place, loosen up yourself. Allow the Spirit to work on you. The liberty is created here. Don't be ashamed. When this ministry started, I said, don't be ashamed to use your gift. Because you cannot speak English. Because you didn't go to school. I used to encourage the people. I say, you have a gift that I don't have. And maybe your gift is an utterance gift. And God knows that me, I go to school, I can speak English, Abby. He didn't give me. He gave you Dayo Boboye. When no fit to speak grammar. Did he make a mistake? Can't you see? It means you are special. I went to school to acquire something. Amen. To be able to come and preach. You'll be illiterate. You don't go to school. And God gave you what me when go to school don't have. And then you sit down there and you look at the thing that the pastor is greater than you because he's preaching. That is why we want to knock off you. So that you will feel free to flow. And allow the Holy Ghost to work on you. And you are not doing it for me. I already have my own. There is nothing your own that will add to my own. That is why I told you the first part of this message about the body of Christ. So you will understand. That we are prepared, hallelujah, like the stones of Solomon's temple. And when you fit in your place, you fit in there and you don't struggle. And there is no schism in the body of Christ. There is no jealousy. There is no fear. Hallelujah. There's nothing to fear about. Nothing to fear about. Hallelujah. Pastors are afraid to raise gifts in their church because they will outshine them. And the gospel is not for shining. It is contributing your own part. The bricklayer will not contest with the architect. Oh, glory be to God. The painter will not be jealous of the building engineer. The building engineer not fit paint. When you finish painting, you will go look for painter. When you finish building, painter must come. Why then do we get jealous of one another? You may know how to preach, but you may not know how to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there must be singing in the church. Oh, glory be to God. I desire to play saxophone. I called this man. I said, come and teach me how to play saxophone. He called the first day. The second day, I said, I better go. Everybody get in. I better go. You do your own. I'm going to do my own. Eh? Praise the Lord. Recognize his own. Amen. And do you know what? If God places you in a place to function, I have said this, I keep emphasizing it. If God places you in a place to function, and you leave it and go somewhere, you are on your own. He is still there waiting for you. When you waka on your own, finish. Then you come back to where he placed you. Then he will start again with you. That is why this teaching is important. When you leave your calling and you go to another place, including musicians, let me tell you something, you the musicians, the music industry is part of the ministry. I mean, music ministry is part of the generality of the ministry. I am telling you, when you are supposed to play an instrument and for any reason you use the slightest excuse and you don't come when you are needed, I am telling you, you are looking for trouble with he who gave you that talent. And I'm not threatening you. I'm teaching you. Those of you who have singing gifts and you are sitting there in the congregation, instead of joining others to sing, I am telling you, you may be risking moving away from your place of blessing. And your blessing will always come where God has placed you. That is where he's obligated. Whether you like it or not, he must bless you. Because God does not use anybody and dump the person. He doesn't owe anybody. But not too many people understand this. I've emphasized that. Get the last two parts of this message and let us move forward. I tried to make us understand the gifts last week. So let's go back again to verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's even understand the gifts first and see how far I can go today. Verse 8. For to one is given, and it's with the word of wisdom, I explained it last week. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, I also explained this last week. But I noticed that some people were a little bit confused on some of my emphasis. I say it again, that the word of knowledge is the commonest gift that every believer has. This word of knowledge, listen. This gift of the word of knowledge, which comes, like I said, you hear a voice, vision, dream, and by inspiration. I repeat, you see a vision, you hear audible voice, a voice will be speaking to you audibly, not in dream. Then you have dream again. And then inspiration. Why is it called the word of knowledge? Is the means by which God communicates to us. Anyone that is prayerful, God will talk back to you through any of these four channels. Vision. You may be closing your eye. The important thing is that you are not sleeping. Whether you call it trance, or you close your eye, you open your eye, the cause of open vision, whatever it is, vision or vision. The important thing is that you were not sleeping, and then you begin to see some things. Then you hear a voice, audible voice, speaking to you. Then, of course, dream, I say. And then, dream, you have to sleep at least. Praise the Lord. And now, but then, watch it. Something I didn't add last week that just came to my mind this morning is that you should be careful, because you can see vision of your thought. Something that is already in your mind, in your spirit, you can see vision of it. So you have to be very, very careful, those of you who operate that gift. That is the mistake that Apostle Suleiman did concerning Ekiti election. Did you think I would not make comment on it? Praise the Lord. Listen, church. When you stay where God places you, amen, you will flow. I will say some things. Praise God. That will help you. It will help you. This thing I am telling you, I have been teaching it since this ministry started. God has caused me to know the working of the Holy Ghost in His church. And I say it proudly because people who listen to me, God confirm it. And every minister here was raised up here under my teachings. So I can say it confidently. And when I say it, as I'll be telling you about this gift, you will see the different categories, the manifestations, the different ministries that you have seen, the ministers you have seen, the men and women. And you will know where all of them belong and where all of them went off. So that you too, you will know whether you will go off or you will remain. When I say off, I'm not talking off from this church. Because leaving this church does not make you leave the body of Christ. Do you understand what I mean? Leaving this place does not make you leave the body of Christ. If you are not comfortable in this church and you think you can worship God better anywhere else, go! Don't sit down here like a mumu. That's what this church is raised up for. We are not binding people to ourselves. If you have any reason to leave, the only thing is make sure it is a righteous reason. If it is pride, you are finished. Praise the Lord. Now, the operation of the gift of the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. There are some people that the vision, the revelation they see concerning everything around them is just demon, 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 demon. Hey, one still down. Let me pray for you. Ah! There's demon from your compound. Ah! Listen, there are many of you who claim that you see vision, you hear voice, you receive revelation for people when you are praying for them. Can't you see that every time they kneel down before you, it's negative, 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 negative. And you pride in it. Anywhere you go, you are browsing in the spirit for negativity. Now that is not a good way of operating that gift. The reason is this. There are some people that have a nature that don't see anything good around people. And your flesh will be giving you revelation. Your flesh will be giving you revelation. Brother Abraham said something. That he was in a restaurant. You see, people who don't have mercy in them. In you, there is no mercy. Wicked people die. Kill them. You know, there are some people that cannot watch those videos that they kill people. But there are some that will watch it. Hey, yeah, he kill them. He cut his neck. Hey, yeah. He the fryer, he the chopper and say. If you enjoy that type of video, you are not normal. No normal human being enjoys seeing another human being suffer. Where is the compassion of a true Christian? Where is mercy? Where is grace? Now, when you your spirit is filled with the spirit of grace, spirit of mercy, it reflects in your revelations. It reflects on your revelation. If you hate somebody, you will never see anything good for the person. If your spirit is not right towards anybody, you will never see anything good. And that is why Christians should immediately, as much as possible, free your spirit through forgiveness. So that spirit can flow. You can benefit. Whether you like the person or not, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, people like Apostle Suleiman did. What he was doing was, he was doing prediction. And he called it prophecy. There's a difference between prediction and prophecy. Brother Abraham was speaking about the seven prophecies and events that will come to pass before the coming of the Lord. And after he gave it, he said that he predicts that by 1977 all the visions should come to pass. And believers were holding it as prophecy that by 77 the rapture would take place. By 77 the rapture would take place. But he mentioned that, say, I didn't say I'm prophesying. He said, I am predicting. He said, by the abundance of the revelation that God has given, he predicts that by, so his prediction puts into account certain permutations. Yeah, so you can miss it if you miss another point of permutation that was supposed to be considered before you speak. Praise the Lord. That is where a lot of us get it wrong. Now you just see somebody stand before you, his shoe is worn out, his cloth is worn out, and everything, and he looks, and then you look for him to appear like this, it means a poor man. Then you begin to say, ah, brother, nothing is working in your family. Everything, the Lord is showing me, everything is blocked. In fact, it's suffering throughout. You are not saying what you have seen in the spirit, and even if you see it in the spirit, you are only reflecting what you have seen physically, and what you are saying is you are predicting. Praise God. And so many revelations that we claim are revelations are mere predictions. Everybody felt that the governor of Ekiti State, Fayose, was on ground. Everybody, including me, I say, APC, you are wasting your time in that state. That man has grabbed that state and he was ready to do anything to get victory. And I saw his opponent as a very gentleman that will not do gra-gra like that man. Apostle Suleiman too saw it the same way as I saw. And then he was proudly. That is one thing with that young man. Pride. They speak as if they are God themselves. And he is not even a prophet, by my understanding of who a prophet is. He only operates the gift of the word of knowledge. He's not a prophet. That is why he himself does not answer Prophet Suleiman. He knows it. He answers another wrong title, Apostle. And I've been teaching this thing, and they watch my channel, and they will not take correction. See the effect now. Praise the Lord. Another thing I want to add to this point is that every prophet will operate also the gift of the word of knowledge. Every prophet, if you're a prophet, you will operate that gift of the word of knowledge. Praise the Lord. Because the gift of the word of knowledge enhances that ministry he has for the purpose of counseling, for the purpose of direction. Praise the Lord. But not everyone that operates the gift of word of knowledge is a prophet. I hope you catch it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So take note of that. And that is the gift of the word of knowledge. Where am I again? What's the next one? Verse 9. To another faith by the same Spirit. The gift of faith. What is this gift? That is a gift that many of us have, but we don't even know it. Remember, every gift here is unctioned by the Holy Ghost. If you presume it, if you just, it's not even possible. If you go do it carnally on your own, by your own self-will, you will make a shipwreck of what you want to do. You get so much disappointment. What is the gift of faith? How does it operate? That one, you don't see vision. You didn't hear a voice. But something comes upon you and you speak. And once you speak it, it comes to pass. And sometimes, you, after saying it, you ask yourself, why I talk this thing? Why do you make me talk this thing? When you say it, that is one way it operates. You just come and you say it. You speak it. You say it. And when we are saying it, we use the word, we are prophesying. You say, I am prophesying. Why you say you are prophesying is that you are saying it like God says it. Because when God says it, it comes to pass. So you too, you are saying it and you are believing it will come to pass. So you say you are prophesying. In quote. But it is a gift of faith. You are actually operating. It just comes on you like that and you just find yourself challenging a situation. And it can be used negatively and it can be used positively. It can be used negatively when you annoy anybody that has that gift. And in that state of anger, he releases anything against you. It comes to pass. That's why the Bible says, as much as lying within us, we should live peacefully with all men. Pursue peace with all men. Pursue peace. Now, many of all the things we suffer, now, provocation, we provoke somebody. And the person, in that state of anger, lay the curse. Especially when it comes to relationships. You disappoint a man or you disappoint a woman. And in that state of frustration and pain, he said, Chinedu, me. Chinedu. Chinedu. Me. And she's crying. You did this to me. You did this to me. Me. You lived my hope. Wasted my years. Do this. Then you left me to go and marry Nkiru. Me, Chinedu. And she released a curse. Let me tell you, nothing will stop that curse from coming to pass. You will pay for it. Unless the mercy of God come after you don't suffer, reach and ends it. Be very careful. The man train you finish. Use the money, finish school. Then suddenly you discover, say, him be illiterate. In the self-aladipo. Now you don't get degree. Now this guy man go be my husband. Then you are now coming to say, Chinedu. I beg. God told me that you are not my husband. My uncle say we cannot marry from Isikinesi. Now you know. If that woman, that man, carry your name, pronounce your name and lay a curse on you and your future, you are finished. There is a power. It is linked to the gift of faith. The same thing also, praise the Lord. And I have exercised this, not positively, not negatively. But if you say my wife disappoint me, hey, come go marry one Igbo man, say I be Hausa man. If for no say, Fulani herdsmen come from the north. Praise the Lord. That anointing comes upon you like that. You don't even know it is an anointing. Somebody collapsed and is dead. Suddenly something says, you will not die. Now, not the one where they cry. He's dying, you will not die. Father, you will not die. Not that one, no. That one, now you cry, say, loved one won't die. That one's not faith. Because that person doesn't cry. Because he already knows he will stand up. Give me a chance. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise. Even before he said the name of Jesus, he's not coming to pray. Faith is not prayer. Faith is exercising authority. Hallelujah.